when you hear the music. It's time to connect the dots. Yeah, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. Yeah, did the light bulb go off in your head? Well, think about it. Anyhow, hey, I'm one of the towns. You know, I'm just like the other towns. I'm in link with the Tomcats. I'm in link with the Tom, the drums. Hey, that is my name. And the show is Connect the Dots. It's a call-in radio show. If you have something important to say, hey, just pick up the phone, call in 888-627-6008. And of course, if you're watching on your computer screen to listen to the show, the number is right there. And if you're calling from some other part of the world, they also have the other number up there. But hey, this show is coming from New York City. This is the USA. And man, I don't know if you, I'm a fan of the show before me, actually, James Gillian. And man, if you were listening to his show, boy, he gave it like the Sermon on the Mount, talking about all these great things, about the situation, about turmoil he's been through, about how he's been invited to events and then disinvited, how he was, his location, the Ascended Ranch, was harassed by, government, the dark forces, time and time again. And I'll tell you, and he had so much to say about everything, you know, in relation to what's happening now. Epstein, while I say it for starters, I hear there's something like 6 million pages, and they're talking about only giving us 3 million to look at, because the other pages of the Epstein file is what they have confiscated is talk about the real atrocities. It wasn't just about sex trafficking. It was about satanic rituals, child torturing and blood sacrificing from the evil satanic beings that feed all the loosh. That's adrenochrome, you know, that gets mentioned every now and then. And this is a harsh reality. It's been around for thousands of years. You can feel, you can hear about references to this going on. And that famous Bible, yeah, back in the Old Testament, they were talking about it. And of course, even Jesus himself spoke about it in the New Testament, that it's going to be harsh payment for those who cause children to suffer. And that has to do with abducting children, torturing men, and blood sacrificing men, and what people bring the adrenochrome. They have to, and that's the stuff that the media isn't telling you about, you know? But the whole public should be made aware of this right now. Well, that's about as much as I want to spend on that. The something that might relate to well, let me just go back to James Gillian again. He was showed a few of famous artist fresco. He showed on his show, because he had the TV radio show, showed some old fresco paintings that had spacecraft in them. Not one, but many. And of course, you got to wonder, why has this been kept out of the public? You know, the conspiracy to pretend there are no beings in the universe except us earthlings. Of course, the Keys have been around for a long time. In fact, when you think of Wayne's life on Earth, no, it's not the biblical story. When they're talking about that story, they're talking about the false gods. Yeah, the Earth in 6 days. No, that was the false god they're talking about there. No. The truth about how life enters Earth, it's in the fifth apocalypse revelation. You know, look for it, read it. I believe it because what's in that book, because it makes sense. Life is implanted. No, it's not the one cell, the amoebas, putting the building blocks together and evolving haphazardly. That's got nothing to do with it. That's the con story, the lie. We've all been told in modern times, and the biblical version, very inaccurate. Again, look it up. The Bible Revelation, it explains there's this group of beings called the light implant carriers. You know, they implant light on worlds. Creatures are designed, co-created with God and his creator gods, and the rulers of the local universes, and they go to the planets and implant life forms. And from that point on, there's a certain amount of natural evolving, but the initial implants were put there. You know, the old thing, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Of course, it was the chicken. Yeah, the chicken laid the egg. So, you know, that was all planned out in the bed. And that's how that happens. You know, there's a joke related to that, but I'm not going to tell it tonight. Unless somebody calls up and asks me to tell the joke about what came first, the chicken or the egg. Anyhow, but reality was life implant. Blanchard that came to Earth and all the creatures we have here, well, not all of them, some of them are brought by other entities. And like the Nibiru, the Anunnaki, they're those creatures here at Earth. And other, because Earth is that kind of place where you can bring new things to try out and other civilizations abroad. New items, new animals. You know, the word out here, the Lyrans brought the human form here to Earth. No, it wasn't Adam and Eve. That's the fake biblical story designed by the Romans to give people a story to believe in, and down trodden on women as if we were to blame women for all suffering in the world. No way. Actually, women are much braver than men. Much more loving, much more kinder, much more spiritual than men. And they've been downtrodden by religions. And there's too many religions out there that put women in a lower class. But spiritually, they're probably much more evolved than men are in many cases. And so you got to understand there's so much inaccurate information in the Bible. You know, that's not to take away the fact of who Jesus is. In fact, the Bible doesn't even tell you who he is. Again, you'll find that info out in the fifth apocalypse revelation given to humanity. Jesus is much more powerful than the Bible makes him out to be. And no, Jesus is not the real God. The real God, first of all, is not a human being. It's conscious energy, the purest, high-vibrating form. You know, without any matter attached to it. Matter was a creation of God somewhere along the line. Anyhow, so much for that, but I just had to throw that in while I was on the topic. And so anyhow, if you're a BBS listener, Radio Free America, as I call it, because we can say anything there we want and not have to pay repercussions for it. And What did I want to talk about here? Yeah, there's some very important things that are happening now since we're in the last battle, so to speak, between the forces of good and the forces of evil, if you want to look at it that way, or the forces of light and the forces of darkness, as it's sometimes identified. Well, the dark side is pulling out all the stops, and there are more chemtrail plans, more HARP broadcasting. And one of the bad things is HARP broadcasting, it connects with the infra sound. And infra sound, the definition is low frequency broadcasting, anything below 20 hertz, because humans can't naturally hear below 20 hertz. We've devised machines that can do this for us. And as I was doing some reading about infrasound, that apparently elephants use it, dolphins use it, whales use it, and certain other creatures use it, I think, too, bats maybe, and they use it to communicate. And it's a form of communication for many animals. I don't think we as humans are using it, but the dark forces use it. They use it to mess with our heads and stuff like that. Causes problems with the animals too that are tuned into those frequencies. Oh, the hippopotamus also use infrared frequency. I can secretly talk behind our backs, we can't hear them. Anyhow, infrasound, sound below 20 hertz, which humans aren't designed to hear. We're designed to hear 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz, I believe. But don't take my word for it, look it up. So infrasound is being identified as causing people headaches, tiredness, nausea, and stuff like that. I've been hearing that from a lot of people lately. So I guess they're broadcasting more of that to dark side. Like I said, all stops around are open or whatever. More chemtrails flying around, more poisons being dumped into the earth, our food supplies being distorted more with GMO factors, the water being polluted, and all those bad kind of things. And more, if you watch British TV, like I do, because I want to see what the opposition is up to. Most of the commercials are big pharma still trying to push vaccines, saying that vaccines are everything. If you have their birthday, they have a vaccine for that. And anything to trick people, because when they give you a vaccine, they insert other things in it. Some of them are poison, some of them are tracking devices. How are you going to know? Don't ask your doctor, because what the hell does he know? He knows that he gets a kickback for every vaccine he gets from Big Pharma, and he isn't at the plant where they make the stuff. So when he tells you, oh, nothing to worry about, what the hell does he know? He just knows what bullshit to tell you to get you to go along with the program so you can make some more money. You know, there are any drawbacks to it after the fact. Well, you know, that's more reason for you to come see him and to make more money. It's just crazy, but that's how it works. So the thing people need to be aware of that the countries, the rulers of the countries, the corporate politicians, who are nothing but puppets for the dark forces, who are still ruling our world on the surface, they made mandatory vaccinations for pets wherever they could. If you bring a cat or a dog from America, you want to go to Europe, they're forcing you to get that animal, your pet, your loving pet, vaccinated, which is going to tag in some kind of IV frequency. and possibly put poisons into them. They won't put it in all of them, but they'll put it in some of them just to euthanize some of the pets, because that'll make you suffer. Your pet gets euthanized. And it's all being done through the mandatory vaccine programs for pets. You look into it and you'll see that you want to take a pet at your in on this mandatory vaccination program. That includes England, too. They're one of the worst. And so I think I can get down on a ticket. So you better think twice if you want to bring your pet over to Europe and possibly get euthanized by a toxic vaccine. Certainly, your creature will get tagged and ID'd and all that other stuff. Plus, you'll have to suffer through the injection. And if you really want that for your pet, if it's that important to take your pet overseas. And this is the kind of world we have going now. And the idea is to get them so accepting of vaccines that when they start getting, again, mandatory for people, that they're going to respond to it next time around. And they're working towards that, believe me. Don't think they're not going to try it again. They got away with it the first time, basically, no repercussions. Thanks to people like Obama that passed a law back, I think it was 1999 or something, that he signed a document where we couldn't directly sue the pharma for any adverse effects of any of their products. Crazy, right? But that's how your government people sell you down your liver. And nobody was complaining about that back in 1999, unfortunately. I think that was the year, but you can thank your friend Obama for that. Obama, the Asian president. And, what more can I say than what I said already about that? But these are important things to understand. The dark forces are not giving up, and they're trying their best to con you into doing stupid things, allowing them to possibly euthanize your pet. And certainly, it's of no benefit to the pet, to have it vaccinated. They're claiming that all dogs have to be vaccinated against rabies, when the truth is, every year in the United States, like only one or two dogs have rabies. And there's millions of dogs. So what's the necessity for a vaccine? There isn't any. So they're going to need to accept the idea that vaccination should be mandatory. And so, oh, it's going to push to try to get more people to get vaccinated, and their health destroyed, because that's what the dark forces like. They play the Ouija, satanic beings, eternal satanic beings that have been doing this to humans for thousands of years. Like I said, the Bible talks about sacrifices of children. I think it was to some guy called Moloch, and it was the other one, Baal, whatever. Oh, it's not just one. There isn't just one Satan that does all the bad things. If you really want to find out who Satan the character is, it means that it's credit for all the bad things going. But it's in the fifth apostle revelation to humanity. Check it out. There is a thing called Satan, but it's not the one that, Joel is the cause of all evil, or the leader of all evil. Now, there's countless evil beings out there. Slowly but surely, they're being removed. In fact, they've been removed from every part of the galaxy, except planet Earth. And so this is the last holdout, it'll be their Alamo. And they're going to get rammed together and tossed into the central sun for extermination. Some of them might have some answering to do to the real God before that happens, but it's coming. We wish it would happen now. But you see what's going on in the world. I'm going to solve all the wars. I'm going to stop the war in 24 hours. Seems like any electric jet. Well, all the wars are still ongoing, and now he started a new one with Iran. And of course, he's been influenced by the Benjamin Netanyahu, who's definitely totally controlled by some of the mind. And the mind control is their specialty to mind beings. Yeah, it's probably an invisible to mind beings, too. And some of them can actually jump into your body if you're willing to let them and fully control them pretty much. But anyhow, yeah, no, the wars are increasing. They're not increasing. And we see on the horizon that there will probably be a few more wars that even started. The thing that's going on in Iran now, this is kind of like a fulfillment of the biblical prophecy, the one that says there'll be wars at the end. The thing in Iran is not going to end because they're not getting rid of the evil creatures that control the country. And have no qualms about killing 30,000 protesters. And there's no way the people of Iran are going to be able to rise up and defeat the military in Iran as long as they still exist. No way. So, you know, President Trump was talking about the necessity there, time for the people to rise up. They can't do that because they don't have any weapons to go against a heavily armed military of Iran. And nobody has any genius solutions to say to the people, the suffering people of Iran, you have to be offering them a place where they can leave Iran and live in peace in another land. And of course, they would know a lot ago because they believe they have a right to say they're in charge if they do, but with a demonic government, they'd be much better off just all leaving Iran and living somewhere else. There was a place available, but that's where the concentration of helping the Iranian people should be. Provide them another location where they're willing to go to and behave themselves and not become allocated. And for trying to force their viewpoints on other people and stuff like that. And so that's basically the war situation. It's ongoing and it will continue until the end. And if you know some of the other prophecies, this is just the beginning. There's one of that where Pakistan drops a nuclear bomb on India and they retaliate, and that becomes the real super World War III. These are just preliminary things, genocide and God, you know. And of course, China is always causing genocide, so it's good to people they don't like. They don't like the fate of Ugandan people. Now, there's a senator, if you listen to the news, a senator was talking about acknowledging that the organ harvesting situations that they mostly do with the failing non-people that they've incarcerated. Of course, it is the will. And, but that legislation by itself is meaningless. You know, there might be some more people aware about how hard the Chinese government is. They should have gone on to that long time ago when they did it to Tibet. And did all the damage and there. And there's still, any groups they don't like. And of course, they have their eyes on them. Military conquering Taiwan, you know. Well, that'll probably be the next battlefield. And meanwhile, Trump comes off and has made believe the world. You know, he thinks he's done a great job. He's probably slowed down Iran so they won't get the nuclear bomb. It's good. But who doesn't have any warrants? Absolutely not. You know? And he talks about going to Cuba. I mean, I don't How many more wars you want to start? We can't maybe peace by going to war unless you annihilate the whole opposing force, every single one of them. And those things are not no longer possible in this day and age. It might have been possible thousands of years ago, where the Vietnam Army would come to the locale and they went to take over, and they could actually slaughter every human being there and take over. Well, those things are impossible in this day and age. So it's a quiet minor. But those of us who don't want the war, we need to start taking demand in America, first of our own government. We don't have control of our government. We got a president that just does whatever he wants. We got a Congress that's not willing to do anything except what the private money tells them to do and pretend they're doing something. And only the people taking control of our government at all levels can get something done. Every 535 people in the U.S. Congress. Back in 2014, I mentioned this fact quite a little bit because what you should get in your memory that back in 2014, the FBI concluded out of the 535 people in Congress, only two could be trusted. And back in that time, Ron Paul was still part of government. So was one other person besides Ron Paul. Ron Paul is a part of what I'm learning anymore. In Washington, his son Rand Paul is, but anyhow, that's how weird it is. You know? So what's the hype of the upcoming election, it's gonna be the Trump lovers versus the non-Trump lovers. And no matter who gets elected, these people won't be able to do anything, regardless. Democrats don't know what to do. They've proven it. They're professional bribe takers. And serve the elite. Certainly, the Republicans are professional bribe takers and serve the elite. And of course, we've got a lot of them in Congress, 49 to 51. 50 to 50. The numbers don't give anybody a big, room for anybody to any one of the parties. The two-party system is like an overplayed game of tic-tac-toe. After everybody learns that there's only so many moves and so much they can do. If you have an even number of players on both sides, it's a logjam. Nothing is going to happen. And even if it does happen, the president can always veto. And then you got to start all over again and then come up with a 60-40 victory or a majority. So the only real type of government that's going to work is a referendum government, where no matter what the bribe takers, the con artists, the liars in the U.S. Congress come up with, it needs to be put forth to the general public in a yes-no election. And we can certainly use tamper proof voting machines to do this. Tamper-proof voting machines are not that hard to make. First of all, we got to get away from electronic voting because that can be sabotaged too easily. And that's why they had it. In fact, it's been known for several decades now, maybe 3 decades. When you get into electronic voting, hundreds of thousands of votes can be deleted or added into the equation. Especially in machines that are usually entered through the back door. And nobody talks about that thing in the voting machines because that's what they want. They're going to win the election by cheating. And they do it. Most elections are fraudulent. And we the people have to start taking command of the situation. Every group of people in the respective states need to go to the representatives one by one and inform them. And of course, we need a lot of people to do that, probably at least 100, to show up at the offices of these people, get an appointment to see them because they don't want to see you. Definitely not. And then unleash on them and tell them, we want to hold a referendum on anything that you pass in the U.S. Congress and give it a yes or no acceptance. And if they're not willing to do that, we have to demand their resignation now. And if they're not willing to resign, we have to tell them, your life is going to get really difficult from this point on. If you're not going to willingly do this, we'll find a way to remove you from office, whether you like it or not. The tough talk has to be talked, and there has to be follow-up, you know? And we can't get you over an answer. You're going to do what we want you to, or you're going to get out of office, and you're going to make your decision today, and we're going to hold you to it. You know, if you can't give us the final say on what should or shouldn't be, you're not serving us. This is how it has to be talked down. And I find that this is the only realistic form of democracy that can be established. A referendum government where the referendum has the final say. Forget about the lawmakers, the elected officials, think people are con artists, they're liars, they're cheaters. They certainly need, they have limited brain power. They wouldn't know how to serve the public and say, we're giving a manual about how to do it. And they, there are manuals out there. You know, they don't even know how to follow the Constitution, let alone do what's right for people. And they play favorites, and the favorites, they always play with the people with the money. You know, if you're the average citizen, you can't give them enough money to do anything because the corporations have given them too much money already. And that's where their allegiance is. That's another cool question they ask your so-called elected representative. You know, where is your allegiance? You know, but we don't want you to just tell us. We want you to show us where your allegiance is by doing exactly what we tell you and nothing else. You know, if you can't serve us in that way, you can't serve us. Get out. Go home. You know? And you don't even have a right to receive a pension. But that won't stop you because you have all that bribe money to go back on. Well, I'm telling you, the people of the United States, this is what you have to do. There has to be a referendum government. The system is flawed. It's sold out to money. And the people that you've elected, they all end up selling out to money or blackmail or something similar like that. So that's it. You know, can you believe it was just, can you believe anyone saying what I just said on national TV? Hell no, they would have cut the feed so fast. This guy is putting way out of years, but at least you're good out of years, I'm putting down. And I know I'm talking about some things that most people know about. If this is a call on a radio show, you have an opinion on what government you see. If you have an opinion on what's being hidden in the evidence files that have never been shown to the general public, what you should think about calling on and add to the conversation, because I'm wondering if you're a victim of unresponsiveness, if you can't even respond to an opportunity to call into a call on a radio show. It sounds like we don't know how to participate in real life situations, and for the people in America to take over their own government requires participation. It won't take one individual, you know, to do it. It'll take a consortium effort of like-minded people. I mean, think of it. If you want to have some control over government, or you think the status quo is just fine. And you should see them. Look what they're doing to our society. You know, society in America is on the downtrend. You know, it hasn't been getting better. After World War II, it got better. And the best decades was the 50s and 60s, and part of the 70s. And after that, it started being downtrodden, and government began encroaching on American society. And just to give you an idea of how bad it's gotten, I don't know if you know what goes on in New York City, and there's a lot of hype about the new mayor. He's a Muslim, a clear Muslim, but they're talking about the budget, you know, money. And this is a crazy idea that one of the U.S. appointed officials, one in New York City, not the mayor, but one of the people in the higher echelon of New York City government, put forth the idea that to get more money, to fund the Zohan's project he wants to do for New York City, that a law should be made to take away all the free parking in New York, and every parking space that exists will have to be paid for by the voters. And the cost of living in New York is not high enough already. And that, you know, these politicians think, well, that's the one where we always can put more tax money on the motorists. And anybody that has a motor vehicle, you know, they increase the fees with the registration. They make mandatory inspections that cost a lot of money, but really solve nothing. And they do all these crazy things like congestion pricing. And the regular people, middle class people, are being made poor because of this strategy. Who does another cost is a problem in New York? Rental fees, cost of having a roof over your head. You know, and all this is on direct design by the landlords. You know, and I'll give you a perfect example, but people never talk about it, but I'll just talk about it for a minute. You know, back in 1939, New York had the greatest subway system in the world. They still do. But they had a subway system that served the working people of New York better than the one they have today. That's right. You can look it up and find out that World War II came around. And the realtors pushed for the tearing down of the subway lines because they could increase rents when there wasn't an elevated subway line around, because a lot of people didn't like them, but they were serving the working people. You know, it was the first day of Manhattan. It was the first Avenue elevated line. It was the second Avenue elevated line. It was the third Avenue elevated line, all in Manhattan. So they used these shoes. We needed the armor for the tanks and bullets and stuff like that. So they began tearing down the elevated lines. It was also a 19th elevated line. And and they began tearing down the elevated line in New York City, especially in Manhattan. And they never replaced these lines. So with the disadvantage to the working people coming out of World War II, this great transportation system was, you know, way ahead of better serving than the one we have now. And people were set back And that was the beginning of the cost of living increasing in New York, because the landlords were able to take all these properties that had elevated fines on it and resell the properties by increasing the price. Now you didn't have to look at the elevated fine if you were on First Avenue, Second Avenue, or Third Avenue, and that enabled them to increase the rent fees. Yeah. And what a catastrophe was with Apple Pie. So that was like, it took them like, I don't know, 50 years to get the Second Avenue subway that isn't even close to what the other three elevated lines were able to take care of. And it still isn't finished. And that cost billions upon billions of dollars, wasted taxpayers' money on something that can never serve what the three elevated ones were able to do. And the realtors were behind that, and there's still be other things like that. And now we got crackpots in New York City that want to tax every free parking space and make the motorists pay for it. I mean, as if the poor people and lower middle class people could afford to speak in. But put the nail in the coffin and make an increase in the exact opposite of what people would like to see, but it's out of control. And then this crackpot and congestion pricing, and then lie about, oh, it's doing good, it's doing good. No, it's actually increasing the cost of living in New York City. Because the people that bring the foods in to New York and everything else in New York has to come in by truck, motor vehicle. So that's going to answer the cost of everything. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. Well, so much for that. Well, that's how government doesn't serve you. Hey, you know, March 20th is the beginning of spring. Friday the 20th, the week before that, and Friday the 13th. How about that? You know, I forgot to mention on the last show, which was 2 weeks ago, and this is the two-week show now. And if you look out at about, I don't know, 20 days ago or something like that, when it was a full moon, the planet Jupiter was like the brightest star in the sky. It was right next to the moon. It was only there for a couple of days and then it started drifting away. But for a couple of nights there, I was amazed to look out, you know, at the almost full moon and see this bright, bright star right next to the moon. Even brighter than the planet Venus. Usually in the sky, the planet Venus is the brightest. But there was the planet Jupiter right next to the moon. Yeah, Jackie, well, you missed it. It might be a long time before that happens again. I forgot to mention it the 2 weeks ago, but I just wanted to put it in there because that was a phenomenal thing to see. So, start of spring, this coming Friday, 6 days away, you know, the spring equinox, one of the days of the year where it's equal sunlight and equal darkness in the 24-hour period. And while we're talking about things like that, when is society ever going to get back to the original calendar of 13 months? That used to be prevalent. And of course, now we're following something that is called the Gregorian calendar with 12 months. This was purposely done to get people out of sync. You know, a 13-month calendar works perfectly with the moon, a 12-month calendar doesn't. A 13-month calendar works perfectly with the menstruation cycle of a woman. pull on the calendar, doesn't it? And so we need to start talking about that. Let's bring it back to the 2 month calendar. And all the other perverted stuff that's been put upon us by the controllers of the world. You know, all these influences for thousands and thousands, especially the last 25,000 years, archons, demons from other worlds controlling humanity and putting us in slavery. You know, there's so many bad things. If you want to find out just how much bad stuff has been perpetrated upon the human race, go to the portal. 2012 portal.blogspot.com. There's a lot of not only the new information about what's happening now, but a lot of information what has transpired over the years. And give yourself an education, you know, and find out about the beings of other worlds that are here helping us now. Yeah, Pleiadians, Arcturians, Assyrians, Lyrans, plenty of beings from other realms that are here. In our solar system and their spacecraft, participating in the freeing of Earth from the dark forces. You know, the Galactic Confederation of Free Planets are working in unison, and there's also a Galactic Federation, I guess, of other groups that are working in unison to help us. But the portal refers to the Galactic Confederation. And you should look into this and find out what is happening. Yeah. Did you know that sometimes in some of my shows, I repeat things from weeks back or months back because they're so important. Right now, I was thinking about manifestation. It's a three-step thing to manifest something, make it appear out of nowhere. You know, give birth to something. You know, we always hear about these gurus and Buddhists that can put out their hand and materialize an orange or an apple. But sheer knowledge of how to do it. Well, the manifestation process, the law of manifestation, says three things. One, you have to make a decision about what you want to do. Two, step two, you have to do an invocation to speak it out to the universe. You know, the universe does listen to you. And then three, you have to take physical actions to push that idea of yours along. And you can do all kinds of tricks to help that along. And you need to find out about things, about visualizations of and calling on things like the violet flame energy to come around you and transmute darkness into light. And call on the emerald flame, an even more powerful flame. It has a higher frequency than the violet flame, and call that to come down around you. And perhaps you can coax it along if you have some emeralds. Emeralds are not big. Big emeralds are hard to find, but maybe even a small one will help you. And then you can envision flower of light patterns made out of emeralds or the violet flame. In conjunction with flower of light patterns, and you can speak to it, you can call it, you can address these living entities known as the violet flame and the emerald flame. You can speak to it, you can summon it and envision it doing what you want it to, and provide you for protection. Because it's always important to have protection. And if one of those COVID workshops come to your town, check it out. And or just go to the portal wall and find out what happens at these events. They always do an invocation at the beginning where they ask you to envision white light coming in, down through your body to the center of the earth and coming back out and filling the area and providing you for protection during the workshop and protection after the workshop. It's important to call for protection because there are so many evil demon creations out there, and they even have AI systems working for them to try to manipulate you one way or the other. You know, because an amazing kid that someone from the back in the 20th century, one way, you know, about that. I'm going to get it. And then there's the things, find out about the tachyon chambers. They're popping up all over America. And when I do my next show, I plan to go to one between now and my next show in 2 weeks. And what can I say? I'll be able to tell you firsthand what I experienced in the tachyon chamber. And I'm looking forward to that. And maybe I'll go to 2 tachyon chambers. I don't know. But I'm definitely going to one. And I'll be able to reveal what I experienced. You know, the tachyon chamber has something to do with, I guess, lying under a pyramid and some crystals in the room. And anyhow, the tachyon chamber brings you tachyons. It's empowered by the Pleiadians are doing this for us. They have, you heard the term mothership. Well, they have motherships, you know, a safe distance from Earth, and they create a wormhole where the tachyons can come down to Earth and be funneled into the room you're at, which you have to pay money to rent. Of course, you could buy one for yourself, but it's one of the big problems with the Galactic Confederation. When they want you to sell you guns and they want to sell you a tachyon chamber, it's out of the reach of regular people, basically. You want your own tachyon chamber? I think that, I looked it up once, it was something like $25,000. Wow. And of course, it won't work unless you get a code to activate it. You have to provide the connection to the people in the mothership to open up the portal or the wormhole so that the tachyons can make it into the chamber. So it's a lot of work involved. It's not just setting up a frame pyramid and putting some crystals around. Of course, that'll do you good too. You know, I once had a 6-foot frame pyramid hanging over my bed, and you know, I didn't have any real phenomenal things happening, but I kind of felt like a different perception of time. You know, of course, it wasn't a perfectly made pyramid because to make the points on the corners and you have to cut the copper off. I was using copper tubing. And of course, it would be more effective if there were crystals inside the tubing, quartz crystals and stuff like that. And I didn't have a big quartz crystal for the apex either, so I wasn't, you know, it was like a beginning step to experiment with. And, but you can do that yourself, you know. Go to the supply store, get yourself some copper tubing, and, Hypocrisy that they get points on the base, and you got to make a platform to stick a bit of crystal on top. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, what was it called? Radio show. So look on the schedule. I'll be back at the same time, 11 p.m. Central Time, Saturday night, or midnight New York City time, which is Eastern Daylight Time. That's right, it's Daylight City. That's happened since the last show also. And hey, we're on Daylight City this time. How about that? But anyhow, the equinox is on Friday. It's something special we do. Give gratitude to Mother Earth, and Mother Earth is a living entity. And as I end my show, I'm going to do the countdown. And if you heard the show before, you're going to get the lead guitar solo at the end of my song called "Are You Part of the Kind," followed by my anthem, another recorded song called "I Gotta Be Somebody." It could be your anthem too. Would you like to be somebody? Both songs you can find on my CD baby albums, "American Party Songs," and the first song on. So better than Dylan is, I gotta be somebody. Could be oriented too. But we get to listen to them now. I'm gonna do the countdown and tell your friends to tune in 2 weeks. And you'll hear our first report about my experience in the Diagon Chamber. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, you're a liar. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my idea.